The Indians had their 22-game winning streak snapped by the Royals on Friday. Now Cleveland back at it, looking to start a new one on Saturday. Francisco Lindor ready for this one. Pick up the action, game tied at one in the third. Carlos Santana facing Jason Hamill.
A swing and a line drive toward the gap in right center. It's going to get down for a base hit. Indians will take the lead. Carlos Santana puts the try back on top, 2-1. Pitch hit high in the air, fairly deep left. Gordon's going back. He's at the wall. This ball hits high off the wall. It'll score Diaz. It'll score El Monte. Lindor's done it again.
As Austin Jackson drives one to center, Lindor being waved around. Here comes a throw from Kane. All the way through, he comes in safely. Jackson, that ball gets by Escobar into center. Jackson's going to come around to score. A little league inside the park home run. That's the reason for the big smile.
And it swung on and smoked. Deep center field. This ball gone.
The Indians get back to their winning ways, taking it 8-4. Carlos Carrasco wins his fourth straight decision, allowing four runs in 6 2/3 innings. Cleveland's magic number to win the AL Central is down to 1, pending the Minnesota game later on in the evening. Francisco Lindor extends his hitting streak to 10 games. He finishes with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. The Indians quickly get back to their winning ways. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
Yeah, and we had good energy. I was happy about that. I didn't think we wouldn't, but it's nice to see him go right back to trying to be as good a team as we can be. You know, he gave up kind of scattered runs, but I thought he had a really good changeup. I mean, he threw some changeups that, from my vantage point, looked like breaking balls. And he, like you say, scattered them, but we had the lead. You know, really wanted it. Talking to the trainers and everything, they decided that Andrew would pitch today. So I was trying to find a place to kind of get him in, you know, and before there was a ton of traffic. So, you know, because I think Cookie probably could have kept going.
Why was it important to get Andrew back out there a day earlier than you had originally?
Well, no, it wasn't. They just decided that they would rather have him pitch today and then take the tomorrow and the day off and come back Tuesday. So I guess my point was I had to get him in, so I was trying to pick a spot. Well, I don't know if I'd ever say that here, but yeah, I mean, watch a lot of baseball. That happens from time to time. When you're aggressive on the bases and you're intelligent, sometimes you can run a team into a mistake.
Feels like we've asked about some big hit that Frankie's made. Feels like we've asked about some big hit that Frankie's made almost every day in the last week or so. So what do you thought of the run?
Yeah, well, and he's, you know what's so good about it? He works so hard to. I keep saying, Frank, you need a day off. Nope. And there's a reason. You know, before the day games, he goes out and does his agility work on the field, and he's always ready, you know, not only for the first pitch, but to go 9 and to be ready for whatever comes at him. I mean, he's in phenomenal shape right now.
When he had kind of that power surge early in the season, we ended up talking about him getting a little pull heavy. Now he's kind of finding that power alley.
Well, he's using the whole field. And he's strong enough, and he's got probably 1,500 at-bats under his belt, so he knows the league, and he understands situations more. That comes with experience. So he's still every bit as dangerous. He just also finding his hits, spraying the ball around.
Tito, I know he works extremely hard, like you said. How many guys have you seen that it seems to come so naturally easy for him? I know it's not easy, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's got a ton of tools, which everybody sees. And he's a really hard worker, and he's a smart kid. I mean, that's kind of why a couple years ago we were so excited about him getting here. I mean, he's one of the better players around. So many different ways he can impact a game.
A big part of baseball is the emotional connection between fans and team, fans and players, and fans here seem to have taken it. An immense liking to Jay Bruce. I mean, the ball just goes up in the air his way, and they're doing, from where you sit, what is that about between Jay?
It's hard for me to hear that. I mean, during a game, it's really, really hard to hear what's going on. Even like the PA sometimes, you're almost like you're in a cave. Mm-hmm. And we kind of get locked into the game so I really don't have a good viewpoint of that.
He walked out of the dugout, they start yelling, Bruce, that final out of the game, has it left the bat? And it was apparently going to him. They were doing the same thing they seemed to be doing. I mean, what is it about Jay that makes him so fan?
He's a good kid. I mean, he's going to drive in 100 runs. That's enough for me to like him. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that question. I think we have guys that fans are able to connect with. They're a likable bunch. I wouldn't just say that about Jay. I think pretty much everybody.
What have you guys done against Hamill the last two times? He beat you the first three times he faced you. Now you kind of, you've got him.
Well, I mean, today when he made a mistake, we made him pay. And then we ran that one inning where we got four. We added a couple on that happened quick that he had nothing to do with. But he's given them what, he's going to look up and he's going to have 200 innings. And for the most part, he's done really well against us.
His numbers kind of spoke for themselves for a long time, but Edwin's consistency, just how impressed have you been with that aspect?
You know what, impressed, but you kind of knew that, he's that type of hitter that if he stays healthy, they're going to be there. He's that good. And it's nice to have an anchor, especially when Brantley's not in there, that he's going to hit his home runs and he's going to drive in his runs.
Will you be paying close attention to the Twins Blue Jays game tonight?
I don't know. I might fall asleep. I mean, we got an early. I didn't know they lost last night. Everybody was talking about the number was 2, and I kept thinking, why is everybody saying 2? I thought they won last night. So not as much as you might think. I got a pack, and then we got a big game tomorrow. That's kind of more what I care about.
You put a curfew on these guys tonight?
No, shit, no. They'll be just fine.
Hey, was there anything new on Lonnie?
What did I tell you last?
He was being re-examined, the captain being re-examined.
Yeah, he's going to probably be down for a minimum of 5 days. They kind of said in a 5 to 7 range. So when we go out to the West Coast, if we haven't clinched, or if we have clinched, he'll stay back so we can get him a Guyer. If we haven't clinched, we're going to take everybody with us. So he could get some one-on-one work here, and he could get on the Alter G, which we don't have the ability to do that on the road.
The series against the Royals concludes on Sunday. Corey Kluber on the hill.